Yeah, it is hard. It is hard. Baruch Hashem, you have siyata d'shmaya. People want to learn, so God gives you the strength. So I appreciate everybody coming, so that we Hashem gives me the ability to learn a little bit. So the main theme, of course, the beginning of Parshas Achrimos. Can I just have a chomish menachem? The main theme is the avoda on Yom Kippurim. Thank you very much. Let's begin from the first piece. Now, he's talking here about the fact that the Kohen Gadol would change from white garments to his gold garments 10 times during the service on Yom Kippur. 5 switches from each to each. And Rav Hirsch so beautifully points out something that I never thought about. But there is a halacha that the Kohen has to go to the mikveh in between every time he switches from his white garments to his gold garments. Now, what exactly is up with that? What's so special about the garments that warrant that just because you're changing the garments, and it seems to be connected to the garments, that's what it seems to be. Does the Torah talk about that? Let's see, Pasuk, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Dalad. Let's see. So, let's take a look. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see everybody. You didn't miss anything. We're up to Pasuk Dalad. So it says in Pasuk Dalad that Ksonas Bad Kodesh Yilbash, there were these special white garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur. U'michnasei Bad Yilbasaro V'avnei Bad Yachkor. Every time the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would change his garments, he had these special white garments, and then he would wear the regular gold garments. Every time he would switch white to gold, gold to white to gold to white, 10 times he would switch in Yom Kippur. Every time he would wash his hands. Every time. I'm sorry, that he would go to the mikveh. So, Rav Hirsch wants to know, what is so significant about changing your clothing that every time you change your clothing, you got to go to the mikveh? So he has a beautiful, beautiful idea. 2 beautiful ideas in this. And since we're supersized, we're going to go a little quickly this week. Kvar amarnu shekoin ha'ovid b'big day lavan, samas libo l'chesron osav ha'ishiyim. The white garments signified the lowliness of man. It was to get the Kohen Gadol to think about his faults, about his humanity, about his issues, you know, to get him to think about the lowliness of man. But the golden garments that he would serve in, that's to remind him of the elevated status of man, of how great man can become, of the grandeur of man. He has to go to the mikveh before each removal of the document of the garments. Umikan shahavshata shel big day zav shel big day lavan gam hi yesh ba mishum avoda. Even the removal of the garments, that's also service in the Beis Hamikdash. In what way? Hisroma mos haadam me'al lechesron osav el ma'alas ha'ideal ha'leumi. The elevation of man from his lowly status to the highest forms of what, of the national ideal of what a Jew should be. V'chein chazaraso meirom piskas ideal ze el chosesh shleimus erech atzmo. And then his going back from this exalted status of representing the elevated, lofty status of man, going back to his lowly state. Yesh b'shtehen mishum avoda b'kodesh b'chayei haprat v'aklal. This is part of the very important service of the Kohen Gadol as a representative of the people. Only somebody who understands the significance and importance of both sides of this equation, both going from lowly man to the exalted status of man and going from the exalted status of man back to the lowliness of man, he will achieve the goal of Jewish service. What's the, before he would take off the gold garments, he would go to the mikveh. Why? What's the purity there? Ein erech l'tfisas ha'ideal ha'leumi, that he should know that there's no value to these gold garments, elam kein hunasa knei mida l'chesronos ha'adam atzmo, unless he uses this exalted ideal of man to measure his weaknesses and to constantly take his weak state and measure them up to where he's supposed to be. That's the symbolism of washing, going to the mikvah before removing the gold idealistic garments. And what about the washing before you take off the white garments? That God wants a broken spirit. That's what he wants on his mizbeach. That's a pasuk. Rak im yakum ha'adam v'yisna'er b'kocha k'dei la'agil ha'idiyal shubatu b'tevach ha'sagaso. As he's taking off his white garments and contemplating putting on his gold garments, he should think about the fact that the lowliness of man is only something good for him to think about insofar as it motivates him to push himself to grow and to develop and to push past it. So while he's about to take off the white lowly garments, he should be going to the mikvah and thinking about the fact that I'm about to wear these great garments so that this lowliness and contemplating man's weaknesses and travails and struggles and especially man's religious struggles is only valuable if he's going to use those thoughts and feelings and struggles to motivate him to push himself to get back into those gold garments. So says Rav Hirsch so beautifully, that's the idea of the mikvah, when you're ready to take off the garments. Because when you're taking off the garments, that's the time when you're about to change from your white garments to your gold garments. You're about to change your whole focus, your whole identity. Before you put those garments on, think about the symbolism of the garments that you're taking off and the garments that you're putting on. And I think just thinking about it now, this is a lesson for a lot of times. Let's say, I don't know, a person's going to put on his big day Shabbos. You're going to get out of here and let's just do the one last point there. One last point before I wax on this a little bit. V'kach chamesh tfilos v'asari kiddushin, the 10 dippings in the mikvah, the 5 dippings in the mikvah, and the 10 washing of the hands and feet. I'm sorry, I said this a little bit wrong. I apologize. He just reminded me what the real pshat is. Before you take off the garments, you just wash your hands and feet from the kior. Then after you take off the garments, before you get to the next one, you dip in the mikvah. So there were 5 mikvah dips and 10 washings of the hands and feet. The chashivas yusero no das l'kidusha basra. And there's extra chashivas to the 10th one. The 10th one, the last one. You know why? Because the last one, he would take off his gold garments and he would wear weekday clothes, his civvies. He would wear his weekday clothes. Lefnei pshitas big day kodesh or levishas big day chol. That's a third set of garments. Shari lamadim yikach lo rakav shatash bein kodesh lo kodesh. Not only the removal of the garments between holy and holy was significant. Elagama av shatash bein kodesh lo chol to unik kiddush dar raglaim. What's he supposed to be thinking about then? What's the washing of the hands and feet when you're totally taking off the garments? Listen to Rav Hirsch so beautifully says, Hava Omer. Gam shitas big day kodesh l'tzorach levishas big day chol shel yom yom af hi yesh ba mishum avoda. That's also an avoda of the Beis Hamikdash. What's he thinking about then? The nimtza zeh harayon. This is the idea. Hamesayim es seder hayom azeh. The Kohen Gadol who completed this seder hayom. Mashmaus kol amasim asimliyim shebemikdash. Hi b'chayim hamamashiyim shemichutz lemikdash. The whole goal of the symbolic holy existence in the Beis HaMikdash was for the purpose of taking the ideals of the Mikdash and putting them into your daily, everyday chayim yom yomiyim. So the Kohen Gadol, as the representative of the people, it wasn't necessarily just a message for himself, not only a message for himself, but the whole ideal of Beis HaMikdash, the rarefied life of living in front of God in the Beis HaMikdash, was only for the purpose of taking those lofty, that lofty closeness to God that the Kohen Gadol would experience, and then put it into your daily life. This is going to be a theme that Rav Hirsch is going to stress once or twice throughout the parsha. But the idea of going to the mikvah, of washing your hands and feet prior to taking off the whole holy garments before going into your street garments, is that this same idea of Kedusha should take you into the week, should take you into your daily weekday activities, should sanctify even the daily mundane activities, and he even says it more powerfully in the next line. He bechayim ha-mashim shechotz ha-mikdash, ki chay ha-chol magshimim es ha-ruach, ha-nish-eves bechayim ha-mikdash. He says it in two ways. Sentence number one, your weekday activities bring to fruition the spirit which was drawn from the life of the Beis HaMikdash. Achein mashmos ha-shifos from Big Day HaKodesh, hi b'mais ha-manasim at Big Day HaChol. The whole realization of all the strivings of the Big Day Kodesh is realized with the actions that are done with the Big Day Chol. Right? So there's so many messages here, but again, one of the beautiful ideas that I saw here, you know, like Rabbeinu Bechai writes in Kara Kemach, that the reason, I've said this many times in this year, the reason why we start every bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, we keep flipping in the bracha between the second person and the third person. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu. It's not Kiddushanu, it's Kiddushanu. He sanctified us. Baruch Atah, and then He said, Asher Kiddushanu, He sanctified us from Tosafot Tzivanu. We're constantly, with our relationship with God, flipping between feeling very close to God and feeling very distant. That's something we do. So every bracha symbolizes that fact that as soon as I get close, God said, whoa, I'm so close. I got to realize how close I am. Here too, just the elevated status of man, how great man is, how awesome man is, how close to God man can feel. But at the same time, to contemplate the lowliness of man. We're always supposed to have those two pieces of paper in each pocket. One pocket says, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me. And the other pocket is, Anochi afar va'efer. I'm ashes, I'm the dust of the earth. This is what being a human being is about, and we have to balance these things. We shouldn't get too excited about the lofty nature of man. We should remember that we're not so great. But at the same time, whenever we feel low, we should also remember we have such great abilities and capabilities. Both of these things, this is so much of the balance of what being a Jew is about, and about feeling, on the one hand, self-confidence to be able to achieve and to grow and to develop, and on the other hand, not to have arrogance. A person's always supposed to be right in the middle of these things, right? When you're supposed to be rating yourself, right? How much more do I have to grow? You're not supposed to like feel so low about your lack of accomplishment, but you're not supposed to feel too great about the fact that I've already made it. I don't have any more to grow. So these are the themes of the Kohen Gadol who's representing the Jewish people. And the second theme, of course, is taking all the Kedusha in our lives, taking the Shabbos in our lives, taking the Shiurim, the Torah that we learn in our lives, and putting it Lamaisa, making it into the Big Day Chol, right? If a person grows spiritually, that should affect the way he talks to people, that should affect the way he eats, that should affect his mundane activities, that's the way he talks to his wife, he greets his co-workers. Judaism is not, Rav Hirsch keeps stressing, Judaism is not about life in the ivory tower of the Mikdash. The whole goal of Mikdash is take your experience in Mikdash and put it into the daily, right? Even when the Beis HaMikdash is built, the whole Klal Yisrael doesn't live in Beis HaMikdash all day and all night. We live in the world. So we have to take the holiness that we get in our shuls, in our spiritual experiences, in our Torah learning, and it's got to be brought into our daily lives. But this is only like the first paragraph of 10, and I'm already halfway done with the shiur. So we have so much more to do. Let's keep going. So Pasuk Vav, what does it say in Pasuk Vav? Pasuk Vav. V'hikriv Aaron es parah chatas shelo v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beiso. Kapara. Hirsch talks about kapara, tshuva. What's Yom Kippur all about? Yom Kippur is all about putting the past behind you. Rav Hirsch elsewhere says that the word kapara is etymologically related to the word kavura, to cover over. Kapara is to cover over. You bury your past. Kapara is burying the past. Kvura shel avar. Hi hamasa ha'elyon shel koach hakel. Hakol yachol. Umuchlat b'cheiruso. God is absolute in his power of choice. Kiraku yachol avatels kesher asi batiyut. Only God could stop cause and effect. Shehu ba'atzmo ksharo. God's the one who tied together cause and effect. So he has the ability to stop cause and effect. Right? If you and I sinned in the past and God didn't get involved, you would think that the sins of the past would affect the future, would affect your ability to pick yourself up. But if you've been a sinner your whole life and the sin affects a person and the sin brings you down and the sin defiles you and contaminates you, well then how could there be something called tshuva that you could actually take someone who's been terrible in the past and in the future, he's going to be a totally pure, holy person. How could that be? Where's the cause and effect? God miraculously with tshuva gets involved in changing cause and effect. Chet ha'avar lo ya'iv b'totza osav al asid ha'chayim ha'pnimiyim ba'chitzoniyim. Afilo ha'avar pagum, even if someone's past is damaged. Yochal asid tahar lefroch ha'harav. Even if you have a damaged past, a pure future can grow up after it. V'ha'kel ha'vtiach es kvuras ha'avar. Kapara means God promises the burying of the past. L'chol mi shemekabel al atzmo le'smaser b'chol nafsho l'achov v'shenetztava aleha. V'heinzu kol mashmur tam shal matnos adam ulam ein kiyum lo'sa kabbalah b'leiv v'af ein b'amida shal emes im ein hi meloveh gam b'vidui. Your sprinkling of the blood of your karban means nothing if it's not accompanied by vidui. Listen to Rav Hirsch's beautiful idea about vidui. What does the Torah say about vidui? V'hisvada. Vidui is said v'hisvada in the hispael binyan of Hebrew. So beautiful. Says Rav Hirsch, Jews believe vidui, you don't confess to other people. You don't confess to God. Hisvada is hispael. Something you do to yourself. You confess to yourself. The most important person you confess to is yourself. The first step of a person's growth is meeting his own faults head on. It's not about confessing to God. It's not about confessing to other people. You have to confess to yourself. Look what he says. Yeah, Herbie doesn't trust me. Let me show you where it is, Herbie. Here we go. Listen. Sha'as... Shah, shechesed akel biyicholta mochlat esbal legbaris avar pagum suma ala adam levayi kiprenu idato. God buries our past, but we're not supposed to bury our own past. We're supposed to face our own past, admit our own past. That's the first step to growth. Admit the lowly level that we're on. Ella techatasol lenegdo tamid bibihirus ulolo ashlayot, with no excuses. Zumash mos havidoi bi Yisrael. Ein bo mishum vidoi bifnei Adam. We don't confess to others. And like the Catholics, we don't confess to the priest. V'af ein bo mishum odah bifnei Hashem. Ela ha-misvade mode bifnei atzmachato. Kimash moslon hisvada, hispael. That's something you do to yourself. Reflexive. Thank you, Herbie. Hum mashtik b'libo kol sanegar. You quiet in your heart any defense attorney that's going to defend your actions. That's going to cover over the sin or teach some merit for the sinner. Only if we have the strength to prosecute ourselves. Ladun avar pagum ba'uso midas emes shehu nira ba'be'ele Hashem. Rak oz. Yesh tikva shenigashim es kavanaseinu nekayet shenagshim, that we will come to fruition our intentions v'nekayem es chovaseinu ba'asid, our destiny. Ha'omer chatasi b'chalev, someone who says I sinned with all of his heart. Lo yuchal lachzor al cheto. Wow, listen to this. Rav Hirsch says, a guy who says chatasi with all of his heart and he really means it will never be able to return to that sin. A lot of depth there. Hadan atzmo lekaf chova b'emes. If a person really judges himself and convicts himself, absolutely kfar higili de'akaras atzmo, he understands himself. Listen to this line. Listen to this incredible line of Rav Hirsch. Hu yodea. Someone who says, I sinned, I messed up. Listen to this, what he says. Inherent in the words, I sinned, I messed up, are two statements. Hu yodeh, he knows, lo rak shechayav haya linhog acheres, not only should he have behaved differently, ela sheyochol haya linhog acheres. By saying I messed up, you know that you could have done better. You know that that's not really you. You're saying I messed up, I made a mistake, that wasn't me, I did something wrong. By saying I did something wrong, you are in the depths of your mind admitting that I actually could have made the right choice. Because if you couldn't have made the right choice, then what you did wasn't wrong. You had to do what you did. By the fact that you are admitting that what you did was not what you should have done, it's also not what you could have done. Mishahoda b'cheres haratzon hamusari Very, very powerful words about how a person changes. And this is exactly the same idea which is mentioned in the following very, very long idea, which I'm going to try my best to just summarize parts of so we can get through it. But this is an idea that I've spoken about in the past. It's an idea that Rav Huttner talks about. I probably had, for those of you who I davened together with on Yom Noram, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you've probably heard me speak about this on Yom Kippur one time, but tell me, correct me if I'm wrong. The two goats that are the center of the Yom Kippur service, take a look at Pasuk Yud. Well, let's start from Pasuk Zayin. Let's actually start from Pasuk Hey. Two perfectly similar goats. There was a lottery on the two goats. One of them had its blood sprinkled in the Beis HaMikdash and got brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It would stand at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, but it couldn't go in. Out into the desert. Says Rav Hirsch. And I'm going to try to read it quickly, but summarize it slowly. Wow, it's a long piece. Says of her, these two goats are referring to two different people. Two people start out exactly even. Now, Rabosai, Rav Hirsch points out, I'll already give you the way of the end by the beginning. They had to be, the Gemara says, these two goats had to be exactly the same in Shavin Bikoma, Bimare, Ubedamin. Height, appearance and monetary value, exactly the same. Says Rav Hirsch, nothing determines your destiny in life. Your physical appearance, your social status, your financial position does not determine your end in life. Everyone starts out, in terms of religious potential, exactly the same. Shavin bikoma b'mara u'bedamim. Koma refers to your physical attributes. Mare refers to your social skills. Damim refers to your financial position. Everyone's exactly equal. It doesn't matter your financial, social, or physical status. Everyone's exactly equal. Everyone has the power to go La Hashem or La Azazel. Everybody has the exact same power to become the holiest of holy people or the lowliest of the lowly. And we'll talk about exactly what this means in a second. But people's paths in life separate at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, on the doorstep of the Beis HaMikdash. Shnehem, these two people, Shavin b'mara v'koma v'damim v'l'kichasim ke'echad, Gemara and Yuma. Shnehem omdim ke'echad v'shav l'fnei Hashem Pesach o'moid. Shnehem omdim b'fnei osa achra b'efsharuyot shavot shel achra. Bein la Hashem, bein la Azazel. Every person, there's two Yisrael Kamenetskis that stand on the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. One can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and one can go la Azazel Amidbar. They look exactly the same on the outside. Shneim yuchom lios kach o acheres. Yes or alkein? Kol achad yochal lios kach. Rak mesha yochal lios kam acheres. Wow. Look at this unbelievable line. Just like he said before. Each of them could be both of them exactly because they have the exact potential to be both of them. You could never be great if you didn't have the equal great opportunity to be terrible. That's what being a human being is about. You could only achieve greatness because you have the Yetzirah to be terrible. That is greatness. Greatness is defeating that Yetzirah to be terrible. If you didn't have the Yetzirah, if you didn't have the potential to be the worst person in the world, you could never achieve your greatness. Ein hagoral kovei ela baroy l'ashem. Right? The lottery only worked for a carbon that could become l'ashem. There was exactly the same opportunity for unbelievable greatness and horrible, terrible choices. Umikan ve'elach darchem nefrodos petachlis appeared. Mishoch or Lashem yomos peshkita besakin chariv shel amigdash. Achu yiskabel b'klei amigdash. His blood will be taken by the vessels of the Beit Hamikdash. V'yagi misham al kodesh hakadoshim lekirves amakom amkodesh biyosa. He's going to get to the kodesh hakadoshim. Hu makom hashlama shel chazon chayei Torah liyosa adam merkavala shchina. He symbolizes that goat on Yom Kippur symbolizes man that could become a chariot for God's presence, that God will ride on him, literally. Merkava, Masa Merkava. Man can be a chariot for the Shechina. Ha'avos, hein hein ha-merkava, Chazal say. Kenegedze, Misha hukhra la'azazel, lo yipaga besakin amigdash. No knife of the Beis Hamikdash will touch him. Hu lo yamos b'shchita, he's not going to die through the ritual holy act of slaughter. Ela yamod chai, below shinoi, he doesn't change. Ba'atzmiut chaya yamod below pega lefnei Hashem b'pesach hamigdash. He's going to stand on the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash in brazenness. These are goats. Rav Hirsch is going to say, a goat is one of the most stubborn animals. You could be stubborn. You need to be stubborn to be holy. Or you could be stubborn to reject holiness. Achu lo yavo. I'll show you. I'll highlight that when we get to it. Achu lo yavo. We got 2 pages left. Achu lo yavo la migdash pnima. He never makes it into the holy. Ela yotze mimakomo o mimoshavos ha'adam. He stubbornly rejects the lofty goals of man. V'yagia el hashmama. He gets sent out to the wilderness in his arrogance. Bifanoso oref. By turning his back, the back of his neck, Lamigdash, Shoma al Chayat Miuso, he stubbornly protected his independence. V'yisayim osam b'shmamat hamidbar, and he will conclude his independence in the desolation of the desert. Kol echad me'itanu hu b'b'chinas sa'ir, says Rav Hirsch, each of us is this goat, this stubborn goat. Each of us is one of these 2 stubborn goats, and each of us is both of these stubborn goats, a little bit. Nitan lo koach hahitnagdut. Placed in man is stubborn independence. All of us have the ability to reject and to deny. V'hu mochshar lehisnaged ba'oz, with strength. That's azazel, he's going to say in a second. Azazel is the strength to leave. Azal in Aramaic is to leave. Lehisnaged ba'oz l'chol drishashu talal ritzano. Ve'erkam ha-musari shel chayenu. And the spiritual value of our lives, taloi, depends. Ba'ofen hafalas koach zeh. Depends. How are we going to use our stubbornness? Right? What are we called? Am kshe oref. We are a stubborn nation. How are we going to use our stubbornness? What are we going to be stubborn about? Are we going to be doggedly determined to keep on going to that early morning shiur? Are we going to be doggedly determined to keep on waking up early for minyan every morning despite all the challenges and we want to sleep and we want to this? Are we going to be doggedly determined to keep on keeping Shabbos in every little detail? What's going to be you need to be stubborn to be a good Jew. You need to have toughness. You need to be stubborn. You need to be a goat. B'yadein l'hafil s'kochas na'idu b'shus Hashem v'tachas maruso. We could be stubborn to be under the will of Hashem. Biyadeinu liyos bebchinas sa'ir laHashem lisnaged l'chol agiruyim. Those are the temptations. Hapnimiyim v'achitzoniyim hamefatim. They seduce osanu. Lasur me'al Hashem, to leave God. Oh, biyadeinu liyos bebchinas sa'ir laAzazel laHafil eskoachas nagdus like the siruv az. L'shmoa b'kol Hashem. We could also be stubborn to listen to God. He can keep knocking and knocking and knocking, and we stubbornly refuse to open the door. Ki Hashem henek lenos koach ha-hisnagdus. God gave us the ability to be independent, to be totally free choice. Ach b'yadein l'ponos koach ze'atzmo k'neged Hashem. Shenasnu li'adein. He gave us that ability, and we could turn it on His face. Chas v'shalom. Arishus b'yadein l'smakel lo magen l'chushin l'chol giriyah. God gave us the ability to be stubborn, to stubbornly resist the Yetzer Hara. And what do we use it for? We stubbornly resist Him. אף על פי שהשם לא נעשה לנו את הכל, אלא לצורך המלחמה בפיתוי החושניות, physical challenge. מי שנחלט לכוח החושניות בניגוד למי שהשתאבד להשם ותרוס הקורי כאן לעזאזל. And that's what it means. Az azal. Ha'az berucho. Stubborn toughness of spirit. Sha'azal. That he left. Lelo atid. With no future. He thinks he's being az. Strong. Ki achushaniyush shehalul dagasi kiron v'ashem shalom mena kolase biyud la'adam mena shut. Hemos in sogadam ba'etzem ha'ovda. Right? Nature does what it does because it's forced into it. Right, the natural world has no free choice. God, who is all powerful and makes choices. Who elyon al kol chok al elim? That's the nature. Who bara'am v'ishlemem eschukav? Like we say at Kiddush Levana. The natural world can't change what they do. God is the God of choice. God breathed from that free choice. Ah, Tzelem Elokim. What's Tzelem Elokim? God breathed into every human being. Free choice, not like nature. God gave to man a little bit of his own free choice. In the midst of nature, which does not have free choice, God gave man with a animalistic, a physical body of a levush on the outside, but he breathed inside that animalistic, natural thing which symbolizes that which has no choice, a spirit from himself that does have choice. A piece of this world, the physical body of man, which symbolizes that which has no choice, and a spirit which does. Afu Amalo, he said to him, Heye Adam, be a man. Heye Domali Kidmusi Uchitzalmi. Heye Chaser Me'at Me'elokim. Just be one level under God. Shalot ba'olam b'zer anpin shekneisi l'cha b'lvushcha ha'artzi. Asati l'cha cheres mi'cherusi. I've given you freedom from my freedom. V'atzati l'cha koch mi'kochi l'shlop b'rov kochos. B'lvushcha zeh chelkecha b'olam ha'artzi. Sholtim ba'oz kochos shifos k'derach shim sholtim. Etc, etc, etc. Let's skip a little bit. He keeps on saying the same thing. I don't know why I didn't realize that last night. I should have erased all of this. It was late. It was after 12. And the minute that you subjugate your own, let's go to the next page. The minute that you subjugate your desires, you show how free you are. Chayrus also, but free choice also gives man the ability to reject God and to subjugate himself to his taivas, to his desires. You'll have to do the rest of this for homework. Next paragraph. Kachu amanu kulanu b'fnei achra ben Hashem levein Azazel. We're all placed with this choice between Hashem and Azazel. Kulanu omdim b'pesach hamigdash kedei livchor ben Hashem levein koach hachushaniyut. Ach yochel adam livchor ba'azazel. Hu yamo b'pesach hamigdash v'yires mitzvos taraso. V'hu yichavin es koach ha'esnagdus. He will deny to get close to God. Tragically, we see so many people who make this choice. But that's the choice. He has sold his soul to Azazel. No one has the choice made for him from the beginning. You have no way to know what choice a person is going to make when he starts out. Here's what I showed you before. Lo kavod v'hod marav v'lo shir koma v'lo nechasim u'mamon v'af lo shas achra yesh v'em k'dei l'chvos. This could happen to you whether you're rich or poor, whether you're intelligent or not intelligent, whether you have, you know, nichbad or nikla, gadol or katan, asher or rush, hayom or esmo, b'chol shir, shakogus and nechasim, b'chol eis, yachol kaladam, lios, la'ashem or la'azazel. Ve'ein erech lachroaso, la'ashem elam king, yachol haya bosashah, gam lefnos, la'azazel. And there's no value in turning to God unless you also have the total choice to turn away from God. And it's only a bad thing that you rejected him if you also had the power to accept him. Without the choice to go la'azazel, you would not be imitating God by making the free will choice to do the right thing.
The
whole idea of the Yetzirah is ve'elecha chukaso. The Yetzirah is grabbing at you every moment. Va'ata timshol bo. And you have the command to rule over him. And we have the ability to rule over it. What a powerful statement of Yom Kippur. I think I just have my Yom Kippur drasha for this coming year now. We only have like 3 minutes left on my slow watch. And we have 4 more ideas. 1 minute each. Ready? The Kruvim. What does it say about the Kruvim? Parsei knafayim lamala, but sochachin b'chanveyem ala kaporis, protecting the Torah lamata. He says that's the whole Judaism. We look up to God, but we bring God down to this earth. And that's why the blood that was sprinkled on the Kruvim, and this is also going to make my Yom Kippur drasha, maybe. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. You sprinkled achas, and we don't go achas and then achas shtayim shalosh. We go achas, achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba. We take from the up, and we sprinkle it on the bottom. It says the verse, we take the she'ifa, the kedusha, and the spiritual inspiration from the top, and we bring it down into our regular lives. Every time we sprinkle on the bottom, we go back up. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. Go back to the achas, go back to the one Hashem above, and take his inspiration into everything that we do down on the earth. The same idea as the washing of the hands after the holy garments and bringing them into the daily life. That's that one for homework. What did the Kohen Gadol testify about? The Zdon Avonos, Pshoyim, and Chatoyim. Chatoyim are the accidental sins. Avonos are the sins on purpose that we do because of taiva. Psharim are the sins on purpose that we do because of rebellion. He says it's a progression. If at first you don't care, you violate Bishogig, that'll bring your taivas into play and that'll cause you to rebel ultimately. Kapara and Tahara, the third piece. He talks about the same idea, schar avera, avera. One avera alludes to the other one. Two things happen to you when you sin, very similar to Rav Soloveitchik's idea about this. And the last idea, the last idea, Rav Hirsch points out that, you know, you have the parasha of Arayos in Achremos. And with this, we'll tie together Achremos and Kedosha. Says Rav Hirsch, you have the parasha of Arayos and Achremos and the parasha of Arayos and Kedosha. It almost looks like they're two halves of the same coin. They're almost exactly the same. One is the Azhara, one is the Onesh. In between, you have a bunch of laws about character development. And Rav Hirsch says, and he speaks very beautifully about the importance of character development, that why is it lumped in between our eyes? If you don't develop a sweet, special, positive, warm, caring character, you're not going to be able to be a role model for your families. And he points out one beautiful thing that I tweeted about. It's interesting. Generally speaking, there are no punishments for mitzvos ben adam lachavero. Punishments are between mitzvos ben adam lamakom. Generally speaking, there are no punishments. I mean, if you steal from somebody, you got to pay it back to them. Yeah, there's a knas. But there's not really any punishments for those things. Says Rav Hirsch, why are there no punishments for mitzvah ben adam lachavero, generally speaking? Because your character is not something you could force somebody to do and not something you can enforce. Character development comes from role modeling, comes from inspiring and instilling. You can't force midos on a person. You can't force it. You got to teach it. You have to inspire them. You have to be a role model. Midos, and that's why in all the midos things about the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, right? Kibidav aim, these things, Ishimo Vavtirosh, Absose Tror, right? The midos idea, character, can't be forced and can't be enforced. It's got to be taught. It's got to be inspired. And Rav Hirsch develops this idea as well. So there's a lot in this week about how a person grows, about how a person works on himself, about the potential that every person has to be Lashem or Lazazel, about what we began with, that the Kohen Gadol always had to wash his hands between going from his lofty big day Zahav to his lowly big day Lavan and then back again to contemplate the changes in life. But again, the overarching here is a theme that Rav Hirsch consistently stresses. It's all up to us. We have the ability. We have the kochos. We can do it. And when a person feels that his Yetzirah is so strong and pushing him, he should realize that's exactly the humanity. That's exactly a person's humanity. It's good that you have a big Yetzirah. That's good. Because without that Yetzirah, we would never be able to climb and achieve the lofty free choices that we make to be godlike, to be godly, to elevate ourselves to the highest. Because the whole free choice is the way we exercise that. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this Shabbos and every Shabbos, as we inspire ourselves with Kedusha of Shabbos, and then we bring that Kedusha into our mundane activities of the week, that we have the strength to see how great we can become, how lofty we can all become the Sar Lashem. We all have the ability, every Jew, doesn't matter whether we're all shoving b'mayra v'koma uvamamo. We all are exactly equal in our. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter what your abilities are. Doesn't matter your talents. Everybody has the ability to be that Sar Lashem. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have the strength to make those choices to become that great Sar Lashem. Until one day again we can experience the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash again. One day may we all experience that in the binyan Beis Hamikdash. Meher v'yameinu amen v'amen. Thank you very much for coming. Have a great Shabbos. We'll see you again next Friday. Same bat time, same bat station, same bat place. There's always shear unless you get an email saying if we don't get a chance to send it out.